Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I am joined by my awesome co-host, Ms. Brown Sugar. And like Bill Cosby used to say, we want to hear from you. We don't want to drug you, but we want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you don't want to call us, hey, we got email. You can email us your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You also can get with us on social media. If you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will put you in. We'll put you on all that. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back, and we can talk taste on it. From this and that, to sneakers to hats. Welcome to the Going In show. I was feeling braggadocious today. I was feeling ferocious.
Mm-hmm.
Today. And so we're gonna go in. You know.
Okay.
It's one of those things, and I'm gonna start with some hating ass hate shit right here. So we just gonna start off with Hater of the Week.
Hate. I hate you.
Who are the haters of the week? The 1 in 8 men who think they can get a point from Serena in tennis. You know, these fools did a survey.
Yeah.
1 in 8 think they can get a point from Serena. It's like, I mean, I can get points in Serena in basketball. I know I'm a scorer, but she a great athlete, right? Well, I'm a scorer. I'll score on Serena. But tennis? Nah. I'm like, half these dudes, they don't even own a racket. See, I could see if 1 in 8 own a racket, they were professional tennis players, semi-pro, whatever you want to call it. Like, this just be just dudes on the internet with their internet muscles talking about, I can get a point from Serena. Man, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
You know, at first when I read it, I was like, well, that shouldn't be, you know, a point. Because then it's like, well, does she hit the ball out of the court? Because if she hits the ball out of the court, then yeah, you get a point.
Yeah,
so then you kind of have to think about, like, how they are going to get it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, she's a professional. So 1 in 8, because I'm going to guess professional tennis players ain't taking these surveys. It's just
no, I'm sure they're average men.
Right. Very, very below average men. You know, sitting on their couch at their computer desk, you know, the stereotype, the belly hanging out, and every now and again they have their drawers around their ankle while they're on the internet. Talking about, I can get a point for Serena. Yeah, I'm being descriptive. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so let's just say the couch potato.
Yes, couch potato. Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
I can get a point. She hit the ball 120 miles an hour. Most of us can't handle 20 miles an hour.
True.
She hitting it 120.
Yeah, I mean.
When you getting a point? Can you return the serve?
You know, and that's when you say that, then that's when I'm like, okay. And then for those who luck up returning the serve, you know, are going to hope that she just hits it out and get that point.
But she ain't got to be real with you, though. She ain't got to take chances with professionals. professional tennis players.
True.
Folks like me, huh? She like, I got this month. I ain't letting you get a point because you was talking that shit. That's what I'm talking about right there. So
yeah, I agree. You're right.
Yeah, I don't see it, and I'm like, you don't even own a racket, homie. Table tennis don't count, homie.
Yeah.
That,
but it's funny because when I was reading, I said I wanted to happen now. I want some men to challenge her. I want to see that.
Hey, look, it has to be for charity, and y'all have to drop.
Yeah, I mean.
Y'all drop some money so she can slaughter all these fools. Like, yeah, you get one set to get a point.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
it's just one set,
yeah. There'll be one ringer, I'm guessing, because there's always going to be one dude. He played some professional tennis or he played tennis in college. He could get
mm-hmm.
a point. That dude can get a point, right? But stick to the couch.
I mean, delusions of grandeur.
Stick to pumping up your internet muscles. Cause that's all you got. You know, these internet muscles is out of control. I'm just saying. It's a little much for me. Speaking of internet muscle, New Mexico man was arrested after police received a 911 call from an Amazon Alexa smart speaker. So
mm-hmm.
apparently, Eduardo Barros was house sitting with his girlfriend. They start arguing. He, of the dumb kind, pulls out his gun, threatened to kill her, and asks her, "Did you call the sheriff?" Of course, Alexa heard that and called the sheriff.
Mm.
Yeah, so the sheriff show up. Yeah, they negotiate.
And Eduardo goes to jail.
Eduardo goes to jail. And see, this is that point where I talk about you got that snitch in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, y'all got that snitch in the house.
Yeah, we all do.
Your computer, your tablet is a snitch. If you got that stuff enabled, it's a snitch. And even if you don't have it enabled, look, it's been many conversations that I've had. And all of a sudden, whatever the hell I was talking about, it shows up all in my email, social media,
everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, first, I'm going to give a shout out to my homie Melvin in Amsterdam. I'm hollering at Melvin the other day. Early in the morning, by the way. Thank you for hitting me up 6 something in the morning, Melvin, to say, hey. And, you know, we talking IT stuff and him going on the cruise. And all of a sudden, I get Carnival Cruise to Amsterdam.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there like, wait a minute. I didn't look it up. I didn't Google it. It's a conversation.
Wow.
I had, so they listening. So for
yeah,
all
they
of y'all
are.
Having them interesting conversations after 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
where you're talking about chocolate balls and sweet bonbons. Just know everybody hears about your sugar fetish. Somebody's listening.
Mm-hmm. Somebody is. Well, you know, if that's how you get paid.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if I'd be too mad. I'm about to say those conversations don't sound like, you know. If it's between normal people, I'll say that.
Right.
It's just some crazy mess going on, but, you know, nothing wrong with a little phone sex every now and again.
See, I was just talking about bonbons and chocolate balls. I don't even know what you're talking about here. See?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about baking cakes and pies, well, you know, you don't have to wait till 10 o'clock after 10 o'clock to talk about that. You can talk about that in the morning.
Yeah.
People are usually, you know, I'm not saying they're not having phone sex in the morning either, though. So, you know, that can go on anytime, any place, too.
Right. I'm saying maybe you.
But those are conversations that people would prefer to keep private. That's all.
Yep. So, yeah, you have no privacy. Your phone calls, text, whatever, little pictures, you know, and I'm going to say this because I'm hating. I'm always hating. Ladies, please stop taking the same picture in the bathroom. And if you already have that one face pic, don't keep taking the same pic on your good side. If you got like 5 or 6 of them, you don't need no more. You don't need no more. There is nothing.
No, that's not.
What?
If you have your hair different, if you have on different makeup,
yeah.
I mean, there's lots of reasons why women take multiple, you know, because that one was cute, but I'm looking better today. I'm really cute today, so.
Right, but it's the same, it's just the head, though. It's just a head shot.
Body shots are too hard to do for selfies. Selfie body shots are too hard.
Are they?
Yeah,
okay.
They're really, okay. I mean, some people can do it. You know, I think those are talented people. If you can do a selfie body shot, you're an amazing photographer. All I can do is I can only get a headshot. It's hard to get my shoulders in, so I'm struggling with that.
Yeah, that sounds like some Jurassic Park. You got them Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
I don't know. It could be that I'm just not comfortable with pictures in general. So then I'm just like, you know, but still.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, speaking of headshots and pictures, apparently another thing that I absolutely positively hate, challenges. You know, we got the Tide Pod Challenge. You know, it's all kinds of stupid-ass challenges out here. People can't help but challenge on some stupid. So, the latest challenge, the Cucumber Challenge. Apparently,
where you chop up enough cucumber to put in your salad.
Yeah. You're not tossing your salad with it. You just, you know, you're doing that super head with the cucumber.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that's even better. That's more, that's not what I was thinking, but, yeah, go ahead.
so Amber Rose comes out and said, I want to talk to y'all about this cucumber challenge. And talking about how there are people who are shaming other people who are doing the cucumber challenge. And she's like, I seen the video and I was like, damn, bitch, my throat ain't set up like that. That's crazy. And she goes on to say, we all suck dick. Like, we literally suck dick. She told her 18 million Instagram followers. So everybody's on the internet shaming this girl for sucking a cucumber and we suck dick. You know, I'm like,
what?
It's a cucumber. And, yeah.
I think the difference is about, like, sex is supposed to be private. And, you know, that's society's thinking, that it's between consenting adults and it's private. So when you get on, even if it's a simulation of a sexual act. It's still, if you're on live, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, if you're posting videos, then it's no longer private. And I think the issue is, like, for women, is, like, it does nothing for us. You know what I mean? That's not for us. It does everything for a man to watch it. So for us, it is kind of like, you know, that's for you and your, whoever you're with. That's for you and your guy or, you know. No woman really wants to see that.
Yeah, but we ain't talking about sex. We talking about stupid challenges. So there's another challenge.
Yeah.
Bottle cap challenge.
That's sexually suggestive. Mm-hmm.
Right. So yeah. So there's the bottle cap challenge. And so Snoop Dogg was like, look, I'm sick of this fucking bottle shit. Quit kicking tops off bottles, you goofy motherfuckers. Who the fuck makes up these dumbass challenges? Kick the top off a fucking bottle. And he says,
so most likely it's a kid, it's a young adult.
No, well, hold on. Snoop is like, this is the new challenge. Pick up a motherfucking phone and say, shut the fuck up, bitch. That's the new challenge, motherfucker.
And who are you picking the phone up and saying that to?
Anybody, goddammit. If you can remember a phone number, which probably is damn near impossible. You know, you just say.
Well, you have whoever's stored.
Yeah. Well, call up whoever stored in your phone and say, shut the fuck up. As soon as they say hello, shut the fuck up, click. That's it. Mm. That's your job for the night.
That's your new challenge, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad I don't participate in any of the challenges. So now I don't have to participate in that one.
Yeah.
I do enjoy watching them, though. I do.
Anyway.
Like, every now and again, there's some videos, you know. I think the bottle cap challenge was kind of interesting.
Anyway, we're going on break.
Okay.
This is from the He Come From My Balls vault. Clay Creation, Let You Down.
For the summer, huh? All these niggas lame, they a bummer, huh? Clay, you the new up and comer, huh? Play the number one like a stunner, huh?
I can't let you down. I can't let you down. Whoa, I can't let you down. I can't let you down.
I remember talking to Tashaw about beats that I couldn't buy, things that I couldn't try. I let out a sigh. I went through a lot at the time, but couldn't cry. I went to the well of my ideas, but it was dry. I remember downloading free instrumentals from Dap Piff and figuring out words I could rap with. Cause that shit was magic. This rap shit nowadays can't turn tragic. 2011, I remember I was bitten on Twitter cause I was bitter. That I was on a label that was pretty unstable. And learning all gold ain't glitter, I decided that I wasn't a quitter. Fred Council hit me in a DM and said, man, I know you have dreams. Work hard so we can see them. Started recording from the AM to the PM. Third eye open like I'm seeing. Meanwhile, I'm struggling with who I want to be as a being. My life was the opposite of friend. Studying these other looks on life, and I found myself agreeing. And that showed me clearly what I thought I wasn't seeing. Told my mama I wanted to be a rhymer. She said, cool, just go to school and get a 9-to-5. I told my pops the same thing. He told me my membrane was royalty. Stick to it, saying loyalty. And
I can't let you down. I can't let you down. Oh, 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 oh. I can't let you down. I can't let you down.
I remember talking to Omega about beats that I couldn't buy, songs that I couldn't sample. Kevin Black told him, but signing me was a gamble. Like, how many conscious niggas blow up like they Kendrick? Niggas can't just rap, they need an act, they need a gimmick.
I was bumping Drake heavy cause I was looking for the formula for hits. Not realizing that that don't amount to shit. You can have the numbers and the glamour and the glitz. I wanna be remembered for the things I'm known to sit. Trying to find a balance like a Jedi or a Sith. I'd rather be Royce or Lupe Fiasco than get a bunch of fame and turn into an asshole. I told my mama I wanted to be a rhymer. She said, cool, just go to school and get a 9-to-5. I told my pops the same thing. He told me my membrane was loyalty. Stick to it, saying loyalty. And I can't let you down. I can't let you down. Whoa, I can't let you down.
Yeah.
I can't let you down. Whoa, get that new shit for the summer, huh? All these niggas laying, they a bummer, huh? They want some new shit and play the up and comer, huh? Play the number one like a stunner, huh? Get that new shit for the summer, huh? All these niggas laying, they a bummer, huh? They want some new shit and play the up and comer, huh? Play the number one like a stunner, huh?
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-word, Miss Brown Sugar. That was Clay Creation, Let You Down. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so, you know, this is, of course, the going in show, and it's been something, we had a conversation earlier this week, and talking about things we wanted to talk about on the show. One of them is... It's something that's taken for granted. Representation. What black folks would do and what white folks actually write that we would do. Two totally different things. Right? So, end up there talking about movies and stuff that wouldn't happen. And, you know, my first inception on a movie that just I was just like, wow. And you think about it now, the first movie that I saw where a black dude got killed was The Shining. And so, you know, Red Skelton, performer, RIP.
Actually, a Scatman Carruthers.
Scatman Carruthers. I thought he was Red Skelton. Anyway, so he goes in the snow all the way on vacation to the hotel where the family is because he ain't heard from them. Instead of calling the police like a normal black man, hey, I can't get in touch with nobody. Y'all might want to go check it out. I'm on vacation. We're all on vacation. And it's snowing. Maybe y'all want a helicopter in and see what's going down. That was my thought. But for some reason, there's a white writer. I'm gonna guess it's 99.999%. I'm sure that it was a white writer that thought, you know what, black dude would go back in the snow.
No.
From his vacation.
That's why he was on vacation when it was snowing.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah.
Because we don't really do snow. So.
Right. Do the snow and going to go and check on some people that I don't know.
Yeah, nope, we're not doing that.
Not going to do that. So, Then I think what? Scream. I think it was what? Scream 2?
Scream 2.
So we're in the bathroom. In the bathroom. Brother Man.
Omar Epps.
Brother Man puts his face up on the stall in the bathroom.
Nope, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that right there is heresy, right? I mean, you know, these bathrooms, you just want to kick the door in. You don't want to touch nothing. It's just like I got my hands up, you know, I'm loosening my stuff, bam, and let it flow. And then get out without touching nothing, just elbow the door open. Because normally it's the automatic flush, and then you just, you know, you wash your hands and soap, whatnot. But you're going to put your face? You listening? You're listening for stuff in the bathroom. One, man 101 in the bathroom. If something going on in the other stall, I ain't listening. I'm trying not to hear it. I'm 5,000 G Flavor Flav on. I don't really want to hear it. If I hear something going on in that next one, I'm assuming the worst, and I'm just I'm breaking north. So he puts his head on the. I just kind of threw up in my mouth a little bit thinking about that again. And he got stabbed.
Because we're not talking to anybody. We're not having conversations in the bathroom. You know, unless it's somebody we know. In that case, he didn't know who was on the other side, so he had no business talking to him. But yeah, he puts his face, his ear to the wall, and I'm like, for real?
I actually touched it.
Yeah, he touched it with his hands and put his ear and his side of his face up to it. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
We already know it's a nasty, filthy place that we really don't want to go in the first place.
Right. The boys' bathroom, men's bathroom in particular, I mean, it's horrible because it's like, dude, whether you got a big dick or a little dick, it's a big ass urinal.
Yeah.
How you miss the whole urinal? And we ain't talking about little kids. I'm talking about the men's bathroom. It's like you miss the whole urinal. Every time I see pee on the ground in the men's bathroom, I'm just like looking like I just want to smack out somebody. Like, everybody in there deserves a smack. Because you can't miss this big catcher's mitt. It's a big porcelain catcher's mitt. It's a lot of area to you can hit the sides. I mean, it's just like a lot of area. You just miss the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I digress. Okay. I'm just saying. All right. So.
Because I will tell you, I've been in a few men's bathrooms, and they were cleaner than women, so.
Yeah, well.
But continue on, sir.
Yeah, it all depends on where you go, because there are some places where it's like, but once again, sidetrack. Samuel Jackson in Deep Blue Sea, giving a speech when the killer shark is around.
He's standing on the edge by the water.
Right. When there's bionic mutated sharks. And you giving a speech by the edge. Nope. I'm on the ship. I'm deep, far away from the water. And then I get a speech.
Once I'm in and safe and, far away.
Yep. That part. There's
and in distress, and like an emergency type thing like that. We're not giving those speeches anyway, though.
Right.
We're not doing too much talking unless we're telling somebody off.
Even
you know
that,
what I mean? We're not really doing too much talking. We're just trying to get out of there.
I'm telling you off while I'm moving. So we say this to say, hey, you know what? White people who write these horror flicks, y'all need to get some real black friends. I'm just saying, if you get some real black friends, they will show you the way. You know, cause, I mean, cause
well,
we
you know,
can,
they don't even have to have real black friends. They just have to do like a little poll. They can go out and interview black people and ask them, would you do X, Y, and Z? Or what would you do if this happened?
But that's what I'm saying. See, you got to have real friends so you can observe them. You see them in real life action. See, it's real life action. You see it and you're like, okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of real life action, it is time for the dumb ass of the week. All right, dumb ass of the week, Kellyanne Conway, White House representative. Yeah, she's talking about how Trump is tired of the United States coming in last, whatnot.
That's fair.
Yeah, but then she goes on to say, like, yeah, what he was saying, he was telling them go back to their home countries, right? You know, in the tweet that he made. And so a reporter asked her about it. She's like, what's your ethnicity? He's like, what? What that got to do? What's your ethnicity? And so you want, and see, this is that part that is always funny, because it's like people who are Christians but have never read the Bible. It's like people who talk about history but have never read a history book, apparently. Kellyanne Conway, you are not originally from these United States. The Americas is not where you originated. You are homogeneous to Europe.
Agree.
Just, you know, it's one of those things. It's a very common fact. It's a very common fact. A lot of people know that, but apparently there's a collective ethos of my memory, my mind's playing tricks on me. Shout out RIP once again, Bushwick motherfucking Bill. Anyway, why can't they just see that, you know what?
Why can't they see what, that this is not their country?
Well, no, why you just can't see sense? I mean, I know why. We all know why, but there's this, when you say stupid stuff and you back it up with compound factors of stupidity, we get that.
Or
you get
stuff.
Like, like New Jersey judge who said a teenage boy who coincidentally filmed himself raping a 16-year-old girl. Now, he's commenting on the film as he's raping the girl. Like, Yeah, if you're going to get your first time in, might as well be rape. He's commenting on it.
Wow.
Now, you think about that. He's commenting. And so this judge says he should get leniency because he came from a good family.
Oh.
Yeah. Come from a good family. Yeah.
Mm. So because you come from a good family, that just takes away all the bad you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Filming yourself and giving commentary, social commentary on your crime. By the way.
Mm-mm-mm.
He should, you know, we should get some leniency. Come from a good family. Yeah. Or we can talk about another thing that it doesn't gall me, even though it does gall me a little bit. Naked white man. You know, naked white man is in itself not a bad thing, right? You know, naked people. It's naked people.
Yeah.
But this dude, four officers gave chase. He punched one of them in the side of the head. He was tackled and pepper sprayed before being handcuffed. And then when he was handcuffed, he spit at another officer before being booked into jail. There's a video.
Okay.
He was charged with assaulting an officer in public indecency.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Public.
Yeah.
So he didn't. He wasn't charged with assault if he spit on the officer.
No, he didn't get shot. I'm just saying that.
Oh.
I can punch an officer in the side of the head.
Yeah.
And I can spit at an officer. You know, I bring this up because we know Department of Justice, won't charge the New York Police City officer in Eric Garner's death. I can't breathe. So their official version, well, their what they came out and said was they did not feel convinced that there was evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt the officer acted willfully. And they go on to say, it's hard to thoroughly apply specific techniques during physical confrontations with resisting parties. And the most challenging part of the case, according to the official, was proving Pantaleo's state of mind when he put his arm around Garner's neck and restricted his airflow, as they call it. Killed him.
So what they're saying is if he wasn't being malicious, then it's just sorry.
Right.
Sorry you died.
He wasn't choking him out maliciously.
Yeah.
Even though everybody watching the video can hear him, I can't breathe. He's on the ground. I can't breathe.
Mm.
You know, it's one of those things that I find particularly galling. And it leads me into the next segment where I'll talk about, one, the hater of the week and the coon of the week, Groundhog Day, and why I don't say white privilege. Why I'm not going to say it ever. And caller, who is waiting in the queue, we are going to come to you after we come back from break. And on that note, this is the Lynch Mob, you and your heroes.
Come on, y'all. Fucking with my shotgun. And I ain't with the redneck hero. I'm glad that Mickey got fucked in the face. We should have been free in the first place. Now let me drop it like it should be dropped. And watch Rocky Marciano ass get my way. Madonna, you motherfucking slut. You can show your way and you still won't get up.
Yeah,
the Beatles, I just can't say. It's a motherfucking rave, bro. We got roaches. And Bobby can't rumble.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can have Brian.
With your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was the Lynch Mob. You and your heroes. 347-826-7435. It's call in number. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. Speaking of which, you seem to have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what can we do you for?
Yeah, B, this is Sports Talk. I'm calling from Indianapolis.
How you doing, brother?
Can you hear me?
I'm
doing good. I'm doing great. So you do request signs, take some stuff.
Huh?
Can
you speak up?
Request, right?
I do request. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if you got some X-Clan, some, It's called the Verbs of Power.
Yeah, I of course I have X Clan. I'll do it for the next show, just for you, brother. As a matter of fact, I will be in Indianapolis this weekend for Indiana Black Expo, NPC Comics, booth 348. You should come stop by. I would love to holla at you.
That's
if you're going to be in the area.
Booth
Did you have another question besides you said you wanted X Clan Verbs of Power?
Yeah, Verbs of Power. Yeah.
Okay. I got you on the next show, I promise.
That's what's up. I ain't really want none other than that. I'm sitting here enjoying the show, man, you know, on the job here.
Okay.
Listen, like right, always
well.
Do.
Okay, well, we're good looking out, and hopefully I will get to check you out at Indiana Black Expo this weekend. Like I said, NPC Comics, booth 348. Come check a brother out. We can talk.
348.
Right.
Got it. 348. I'll be down there.
All right. I'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
No problem.
All right. So, you know, we talking about Groundhog Day. You know, Groundhog Day is that thing that happens all the time.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that's happening again? For me, rebranding. What is rebranding? Where we take some old shit that has never changed and try to throw a kinder, gentler spin to it. For example, human trafficking. It's slavery.
Mm.
Slavery ain't never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But we call it human trafficking. It sounds so much better now, doesn't it? Doesn't remind
it does.
People the negative stuff that they did. Then, now, we've got minor attracted persons. Now, for those of you who don't know what a minor attractive person used to be, it's called pedophilia. Pedophiles. They have petitioned to be part of the LGBTQ community. Yeah. Minor attracted persons. And they have their rainbow flag too. Yeah.
Yeah, when I first read that and I was like, minor? I didn't even think of like an underage person. I was like, oh, so you're just attracted to that person a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's not too bad, you know. But then
yeah.
I was reading, I was like, wait.
Yeah.
No, this is about children. And this is like
right.
They're thinking that it's okay.
Well, they just trying to get in the conversation. Remember, we did a segment where we talked about how there are so many organizations that are about adult minor relationships. And like, you know, this is hot. This is what's hot in the streets. Especially Germany. Germany's got an inordinate amount of them. It's crazy. And so we're talking about these people, minor attracted persons. And, of course, what I left off with, white privilege. And why I don't say white privilege. Because I say colonialism. See, people are, you know, white people embrace it. It's like black folks embrace the N-word. White people embrace white privilege. It's like, yeah, I'm privileged. I'm white. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
But it's colonialism. They are an imperialist power from somewhere else who comes over to another nation, conquers those people, and colonizes them. Native Americans made to walk from Georgia to Oklahoma. I always say that's a long-ass drive. And they had to walk to a piece of land that's not all that friendly. And so folks don't colonizer is the appropriate word. It shows the evil connotation that the colonists the colonizer operates under. You strip people of their land, their culture, and made them go somewhere off yeah. their land. It's not white privilege. That's not being privileged. That's being a colonizer. That's being evil. I'm sorry. I'm not down with rebranding. I'm not going to ever say white privilege. I'm going to say colonizer, colonialism, imperialism, imperialists, because that's what they are. Nothing more, nothing less. Ain't no nice words for it. Ain't no, hey, we gonna give it a kinder, gentler name. Just like I'm not going to call a pedophile a minor attracted person. If I see him, punch him in the throat.
Exactly.
Throat shot.
Mm.
Also, so, speaking to the brother, you know, and I'm appealing to the brothers here. I'm not, it's no denigration to the sisters, Brown Sugar. I'm appealing to the brothers here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how we always talk about things, another thing that you can't do as a black person.
Yeah.
Found out that you can't look sexy on the plane. Apparently, looking sexy on the plane is not was hot out in the streets.
But no, you have to be specific though, because you can't be black and a woman and look sexy.
Well, yeah, but I mean that was kind of implied because this is ground.
Well, yeah, but it needs to be said that. This was a black woman.
I apologize. And let me say, it was a black bootylicious woman. Just, I mean, it was like she was what's hot in the streets. Tisha Rowe, a doctor from Houston, American Airlines, forced her to cover up the booty because she had on these shorts. Brother, I'm saying, she had on these shorts and it was like, woo! But anyway, I'm digressing here. So, I'm appealing to the brothers. Like, all right, so, you know, brothers don't want to be down for the cause. You know, the whole power to the people. You know, you're like, you know what? You ain't feeling that, right? I'm trying to kick knowledge. You like, you trying to kick knowledge? Nah, hell no. Okay, I get it. You don't want to hear a black man kicking knowledge to you. I get it. You know what? It's not in your best interest to get knowledge. Got it. Check. Okay. So, you don't want to respect the black queen. You know, the whole, I've seen so many videos of brothers punching black women and encouraging black women to disrespect themselves. You know what? It's like, I guess that's what's hot in the streets also. Disrespecting the queen. You know, not even.
I would agree.
Not going to argue that. You know what I'm saying, Brown Sugar? We just not going to argue
that. I'm not going to argue that. Nope.
Yeah. And, you know, for the brothers out there who want to kill black people like the KKK, cool. I mean, it's uncool, but cool.
I'm about to say that's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. I mean, they're serial killers, but we don't call them serial killers. We call them gangbangers, but they're serial killers. They go out and kill a specific set of people. They have a profile of people that they kill on the regular. But I ain't talking about that. I'm gonna appeal to the lowest common denominator. Y'all not gonna protect the right So that has to be out. I mean, you don't want to care about black people kicking knowledge, all that. Black people staying together, power to the people. You ain't for that. You want to protect the queen, you know, you ain't for that. You want to be able to just kill black people like KKK killed black people. Okay. But I'm saying, lowest common denominator. Y'all don't want to protect the right for that ass to be out.
You know, that's another topic for another day, because that's a conversation in itself.
Well, I'm
a conversation in itself.
Right, I'm appealing to the brothers. I'm saying, can we get
I understand what you're saying, but some of the brothers is kind of scared, you know, nowadays protecting sexuality of women. So, you know, and women, you know, those same women that are asking for protection might one day turn on the man and call him a predator or a sexist or, you know, in this Me Too movement.
Well,
you know, it's not stable.
Yeah, well, I mean, so one of the politicians was talking about how I'm not going to be alone with no woman. And the women were talking about how, yo, that's messed up, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, no, as a black man, if I'm rich and famous, I got this power, I'm not going to be by myself professionally with no woman. Hell no.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, I might as well just break, you know, just call the bank, hey, print this cashier's check out. Because
yeah.
I'm gifting somebody money if I'm alone with a woman. It ain't, you know, and I ain't saying that it's all of them. But I'm just saying, in the culture of suing and giving out false claims, Just the publicity of it. It shoots anything I want to do down. So yeah, I don't even want to be professional around nobody by themselves. Shit, I'm scared now.
I agree.
You're famous.
I would agree.
You know, so
I would agree.
Me, like I said, I'm going back to the lowest common denominator. If we don't want to protect black folks in any capacity for anything that's worthwhile, at least for your carnal pleasure, can you get on board for the carnal pleasure? You know, I ain't pushing for a lot here, right? The lowest common denominator.
Yeah, and that is the lowest of the low.
Right. So at least Brown Sugar can get on the plane and be a black woman and be as sexy as she want to be and not have to cover up. Can we protect that right? Can we do that? Can we get some eye candy on the plane at the least? I mean, everybody else get on the plane looking like whatever. All right. I see folks just dressed in whatever.
And really, she really wasn't dressed provocatively. She was just very voluptuous. So that was like the thing. She wasn't even dressed, you know, provocatively. She just was, you know, very curvy. So
it was shorts, and she had a little junk in the trunk.
Yeah, I'm sure she probably has a challenging time, you know, even dressing modestly. So even on her modest days, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, it's hot, and you got on shorts. Like, everybody else on the plane got on shorts, but I can't put mine on. I mean,
no.
Brothers, the attack on the black booty, we can't have that. We can't have that. At the least.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Yeah, you can only get away with that if you're Kim Kardashian, but go ahead.
Anyway, on that note. I'm Mr. Anyway. It's for Miss Brown Sugar. This is another Smooth Drum production. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.